So I'd been sort of going against it. I'd been living against reality, sort of battling it, saying, I think reality should be this way. I think I should be this way. And I'm just going to push until reality changes to how I think it should be. And that's not happened. So what I need to do is try very gently, patiently, persistently to change myself, to change my own thoughts into line with reality. And that's, I suppose, the other point about the Mahasabhavana is that it's not about brownie points. It's not about an efficient delivery of a 40-minute task. The Mahasabhavana is the response of the enlightened mind to how the world really is. And what we're trying to do is to adopt that mind which sees how things are. Now ultimately it's for my own benefit, because if I can live with how things are, then I'm not going to smash into them. I've got an image of, you know, bees or wasps, it's summer and you open the window and they come in and then they can't get out again. Okay, and you're opening the window, well, if it's me, so I open the window and I go, come over here, and then it's going, oh, go away. And it buzzes around, and then you go, no, come on over here. And then it gets really tired and it's getting dehydrated because it hasn't got enough oxygen, and it sort of flops down and crawls about a bit on the windowsill. Well, I feel that that's me, but I'm that bee battling against a glass window pane. And there's an open window there, but I can't see it, and I think that if I just keep hitting the window pane, I will break it. And somebody's opened this window and is going, hello, hello, it's over here. And I would rather sting that person or die of exhaustion than go out through the window. Because I'm a bee, and that's my little bee nature, you know. And that's really what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, in the Mahasabhavana, in the mindfulness of breathing, in study, in discussions, is to go through the open window and stop headbutting the window pane until I collapse in exhaustion. So, but remembering that is good. Remembering that this is why I'm doing it, because there is another way to be. And these practices are training me over that. They're not going to see this on the talk, but I'm moving my hand from the left to the right. So it's a retraining of the mind. It's not homework. Mm-hmm. Just a thought. And yeah, I'm just going to tell you another thing, which is I was on another retreat. So here's me struggling, trying to be the bee that's going through the open window. And I came on a retreat here in 99, so 10 years ago, and it was July. It was gorgeous weather. It was really sunny and hot. Lots of open windows, lots of bees. And I was on a retreat with a woman called Parami, who's used to live here and has left to move to Birmingham. And she's a really... joyful teacher. She really loves, it makes her really happy. Dharma practice makes her really happy. And she just makes it easy to relax. And it's also because it was summer, you know, when it's, your bones just soften and melt and, you know, you can get a bit more slow and a bit more easy. It was just bliss, it was absolute bliss. And it was like we were all, floating on lilos on this big lake, and she'd dive down and bring up a pearl of Dharma, and we go, ooh, nice. It's just great. And she's also very inspired by a model called the Bodhisattva ideal, and the Bodhisattva, so Bodhi is like Buddha, it's enlightened. Awake, Buddha is awake. And Sattva is a being. So there are these models that they're, it's as though you've become enlightened, but instead of becoming a Buddha, you realize in your enlightenment, what you see is that we are all connected, that all phenomena are connected, and that means that all people are connected. So there's no point you being separate in your enlightenment, that your enlightenment shows that you're connected. So of course, you will stay in the world and be connected, because that's what you've seen. So she's really inspired by that, and the ultimate guide to this is called the Bodhicharyavatara, which means the guide to the Bodhisattva's way of life. So when you're ordained, you're called a Dharmacharya, a Dharmachari for the male, Dharmacharini for the female. And so Dharma is the path, and Chara is kind of the wayfarer. So you're making your way on that particular path, the path of truth. So the Bodhicharya is the path of enlightenment. So it's kind of the guide to the Buddha's path of enlightenment, the guide to the Bodhisattva's way of life. She's really inspired by this, and it was written in the 12th century by a monk. Another story. Yeah, we've got time. No, we haven't.